Here's an interesting text we got. Hating on soccer is an American culture thing equivalent to hating Nickelback. You mean to tell me people can get excited every 4 years for curling, swimming, and biathlon, but can't get into the most popular sport in the world?
I tend to agree with you.
This texter, you agree with?
Yes, absolutely.
So I have to admit, I think there's a flaw in our methodology, which was 10 texts. How much soccer have you watched? You know how much quicker it is to type just the number zero and send that over or write out zero than it is to say, well, I watched 9 of the 12 games or I watch. So since we're only taking the first 10 texts, guess what shows up?
Yeah.
Now, do I think it's going to take over our airways? Probably not. But I think our methodology was flawed a little bit.
Doug, so definitely the more zeros came earlier, and we had a late wave of people that actually watched a little bit of soccer. So I will say it probably wasn't as bad as our unscientific poll.
Yes.
But it still leans towards not.
I recognized it when I looked down and I saw that these sentences were really short, and the whole concept is we take the first 10 texts, and that those were amongst the first 10 that got through. So anyway, 248-539-9797. I've watched none. I'm not interested at all. My sons watch 4 games. It's from Vernon, Detroit.
It's definitely a generational thing.
Yeah, my kids love it.
I think it's exciting. Look, it's amazing to me that there are people, that's not as many as it may assume. You ask somebody, who's your favorite team in sports? And some people will put like, oh, I'm a big Arsenal fan or Nottingham fan, just as much as I like, you know, the Pistons or something like that. To me, that amazes me.
Let me be clear, too. I love it. I've watched 9 of the 12 games now, 10 of the 13 games.
I like it. I get captivated by this. And, you know, there's 5 minutes of you know, regulation time left between one of the favorites to win the thing and some country that I never heard of 2 weeks ago, or actually 2 days ago, you know, whatever. So Cape Gourde.
Verd. Did you say Gourde?
I've been saying Gourde to myself.
Is it Cabo?
No, it's Cape.
All right, man. I don't know any of this.
It's a small country in Africa.
It's like an island, right?
Verde?
Yeah. It's Verd. We both, Doug and I, checked the pronunciation.
We checked the pronunciation, yes. And we're almost sure we're right. But yeah, I mean, they're scoreless, and it's just a Spain shooting gallery.
Yes.
ESPN put out a mock draft for the NBA draft, updated today.
Oh, okay.
All right. And as we see all the time, I want your thoughts on the pick. We aren't going to go through all of it because I just...
At pick number, so I'll give me the top 4, the Michigan guys, and who they have for the Pistons.
Okay, the top 4 are, with the first pick, A.J. DePanza from BYU goes to the Wizards. At 2, Darren Peterson from Kansas goes to the Jazz. Cameron Boozer goes 3 to Memphis. And Caleb Wilson from North Carolina goes 4 to... The Bulls.
The Bulls, by the way, just hired a coach today. Splitter, who was in Portland, I believe.
Is it Tiago Splitter?
Yes.
Okay. The Michigan guys, who do you think the first to go is?
Oh, it's Mara.
Kang, do you agree with that?
I'll go Yaxel.
It's going to be a Western team who wants somebody that big to guard Wemby.
At number 11, the Golden State Warriors select Adai Mara. Yeah.
Well, wow. They didn't learn from Wiseman?
No. At number 12, Oklahoma City takes Yaxel Lindeborg from Michigan.
He's such a thunder prayer.
At number 13, Moraes Johnson goes to the Heat. So the 3 Michigan guys go 11, 12, and 13.
Wow. Back to back to back.
Mm-hmm. Mm. At number 21, and this player's been projected to Detroit, I swear, in half the mock drafts I've seen.
Oh, Sturts?
Bennett Sturts, guard, Iowa.
Great shooter. Can he defend?
Sturts has a number of top 20 teams interested in him, but it's unclear in which order the second wave of point guards will go and where it will start, creating scenarios in which one or two of them slip. His ability to organize in the half court and keep defenses honest with his shot helps his case to play immediately, but his age, 22, and average athletic ability will make him a more specific fit for teams. Rival teams expect the Pistons to target an offensive-minded player here, with Detroit's glaring need for shooting coming to bear in the postseason. Adding a ball handler to take the pressure off Cade Cunningham might also be prudent.
Hmm. Speaking of lists in the NBA, ESPN also has the way too early power rankings.
Yep.
Right after the season ended. Oklahoma City's number 1. Number 2, the San Antonio Spurs. Number three is the champion New York Knickerbockers. Mm-hmm. Number four is the Boston Celtics. Five is the Detroit Pistons.
I'm okay with that.
I'm very okay with that. To me, it's a little rich, if you ask me. But
you think it's too high?
Yeah. I think there's other teams that are going to be, obviously, it's way too early. We haven't even had the draft or free agency yet. But I think there are other teams who had severe injuries that it might be ended up being better than the Pistons are. They're going to be in a glob of teams in the East, I think.
A glob, you say?
Yes, a glob.
I like that, Stoney.
Yeah. Do you think Knicks fans will be screaming from the – they probably don't care. But
no,
do you think
right now they don't care about anything.
Yeah. That they're not ranked number one, that they're third?
I don't think they care.
Right?
No, because they weren't even ranked number one heading into this playoff. So, they don't care. Yeah. Yep. But I think that's actually some respect for the Pistons. I agree with you, Stoney. Yeah. I'm a little surprised they got top five.
I know. Absolutely. And speaking of which, since the NHL just ended early – or just ended last night, they're way too early NHL projections. And I'll give you the top five and where the Wings end up.
Okay.
Carolina 1.
I don't think they're going to be in this top five.
Colorado 2. Dallas 3. Montreal 4. Buffalo 5. So that's three out of five in the East, two out of five in the Wings division. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Cape Verde actually having some offense and they just couldn't score. The Detroit Red Wings are down to, I think they should be happy about this too.
What's that?
18.
Okay, on the brink of a playoff team, which I guess technically they've mastered the art of being on the brink of a playoff team. Mm-hmm.
It says Dylan Larkin's trade request was the first big shock of the season, and nailing the return on that deal will set the stage for the remainder of the summer for Steve Yzerman. It could also influence the near future for veteran UFAs such as Patrick Kane, David Perron, and James Van Riemsdyk, and I think two out of those three will be gone.
And
personally, I think all three should be gone.
Everybody thought Kane. I mean, isn't that all the reporting that Kane's the only one that's likely going to stay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. I'm approaching the Dylan Larkin thing, and when, if you missed it earlier, we had a report, a soundbite actually, from Elliot Friedman on the Fan Hockey Show, 590 Sportsnet out of Toronto, saying that he hears things are really heating up and that he knows Florida's made an offer. It's they were in purgatory, and this is an opportunity to get out of the purgatory because they didn't have a first round pick. They mortgaged some of the future to make the playoffs this past year. They just weren't getting any better when it mattered most, which was crunch time to make the playoffs. This is forcing them to stop down the road that they've been going on and try to correct the ship as best they can and turn this into something better. And what we might find out is that there's something just about Dylan Larkin that just wasn't going to mesh here.
Correct.
And it might be it might work better for him somewhere else, and Detroit might be better off if they can get the right kind of players that can just make him overall a better hockey team.
I think it's best for both sides, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I think it's yet to be seen if it's best for the Red Wings. I think it potentially could be, but
right. I think it's time to break up what was here to a certain extent, unless you can somehow get something really, really good, and you think if you keep most of your guys, that'll be good. But I don't think they're going to be able to get what they need anyway.
So. Well, we've often cited that the Matthew Stafford trade request and the Grant Hill signing with another team, then signed in trade, helped jumpstart two really good eras of Detroit sports. So we shall see how it plays out. Interesting that the soccer response we got today, we just had yelling and screaming outside of our studio.
Yeah, when Cape Verde almost scored a goal.
Almost scored, and the office for the next show was going crazy.
Yeah. I guarantee there's a little wager going on.
Probably.
Well, I don't blame them. Right now, we're 2 minutes left in extra time, and we're scoreless. This is even if it ends up this way, this is a huge result.
Yeah, I mean, I think Spain is the overall favorite.
Yeah. Who do you, Doug, well, I forgot to ask you, who do you want to win besides the United States, which, whatever?
Or Canada. Given my time Yeah, my relatives would be Canada, or my time in Australia would be the Aussies.
Oh, that's right. You have a big decision to make on.
I really don't. I'll be rooting for Team USA, but
I'm kidding.
But if we're not going to win it, I hope the United States and Australia gets out of the group.
I always root for the South American teams because I always think, for the most part, now Spain's a little, and France gotten a little better at that, but I always believe, from a spectator point of view, South American football is more exciting than European football. Yes.
Well, here's something that I'm not, never I thought I would see the day where the next show misses crosstalk because of soccer.
Well, especially because of Cape Verde. If it was Italy, I could understand
it. The only
it.
Plausible possibility that would ever be offered up by anybody is if it were Italy and Valeni was like locked in.
Yeah.
Maybe Valeni's vacation in Cape Verde.
He's talked about now wanting to go. Those guys are on deck. Gator will be back tomorrow. Stoney, thanks for sitting in.
My pleasure.
Stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.